The summer movie season is underway, and for critics and movie lovers, there are a few new releases that have been hotly anticipated. Nope is the latest horror movie from Jordan Peele, director of Get Out, and Where the Crawdads Sing is the movie adaptation of a best-selling novel by Delia Owens. We're rounding up some of the new movies out there right now, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen any new movies this summer? We'll extend summer back to, I don't know, April or May if you would like. Is there one on your list that you're excited about or want to hear more about? Have you seen the new Thor movie? How about that Top Gun that's been racking up big money? Have you seen Nope? And if so, did it deliver on scary science fiction weirdness? If you're a fan of the book, Where the Crawdads Sing, how does the movie compare? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Reggie Ponder is a film critic, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for several other media outlets. You can follow him on Twitter at Reggie the Real Critic. Reggie, welcome back to the show.
Rob, how are you?
I'm pretty good. As always, Reggie, you watch the movies, then I live them vicariously through you. You know how this works. How is the summer movie season looking for you overall, big picture?
For me, big picture, nothing really, really wowed me for this summer. But from a box office perspective, we're only about 12% off from 2019. So the people were anxious to get out. They're going out to see the movies, and it looks pretty decent so far.
It seems like there's not this parade of blockbusters like we see this summer. Is that right?
That's exactly how it feels to me. When you look at the top 10 movies out there, and I'll just name them really quickly, you get Top Gun, which you talked about, mm-hmm. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Jurassic World Dominion, Minions, The Rise of Gru, Thor, Love and Thunder, Elvis, Lightyear, The Black Phone, and Nope. And I guess people felt that Jurassic World Dominion would be a blockbuster, maybe Thor, Love and Thunder. Of course, Top Gun is the number one movie for the year so far, with over $640 million domestically, and it's, well, I think, $1.2 million when you look at it internationally. So, but nothing, none of these are movies where we're back in that time where you're talking about at least $500 million to $1 million.
Let's talk Thor for a sec. I dimly recall, Reggie, that Thor Ragnarok, you didn't like it that much. It was just like the zaniness didn't work for you. How does this new one, the Love and Thunder Thor movie, compare?
Wow, Rob, you remember that.
I remember things.
So I think that Thor is the right character to kind of bring some of that zaniness. I just am not sure that the writers in Marvel have really figured out Thor's identity that well, in my opinion. And so when you look at something like Guardians of the Galaxy, they brought that zaniness in a way that really worked with all those characters, and I really, really liked it. And I was hoping that with Thor Love and Thunder that they would recalibrate in some kind of way and be able to bring that. And they led with the humor. There was still a lot of action in it, and so for the most part it was a decent film. But I still think they missed on the humor part, and maybe the audience felt the same, because domestically Thor only made $285 million at the box office.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Kay is with us in Madison. Kay, hello.
Hi. Well, I saw Elvis. And I really liked the young actor that played Elvis. I thought he had the body movements and his image of Elvis, I thought, was really good. I found Tom Hanks to be very disagreeable. I mean, as a character, he played General Tom Parker, you know. But I'm wondering what Reggie thinks of that movie.
Okay, thanks for that. I said, yeah, I don't think Tom Hanks played Elvis, did he? But what did you think of Elvis, Reggie?
That's why you need to go to the movies, Rob. But anyway, I agree with her. Is that the young man who played Elvis was really, really good. He had the mannerisms and all of that. I think that trying to look at this from Tom Hanks, the character that Tom Hanks played, which was really his manager's perspective, I felt kind of diluted a little bit of the excitement that you want to see when you are talking about Elvis and what Elvis brought to music. But I think they were smart, is that they did a couple of things. One of the things they did with this movie is to make sure that they addressed the issue of Elvis and where his music came from. The fact that he liked black music and he covered a lot of black songs, because that had always been a criticism of Elvis particularly. And they made sure in this movie that that was addressed, and that he had friendships with a lot of people in the black music community. So I like this overall. I would have liked it to be more about Elvis than about the management of Elvis, but I think that the acting in this was good.
Thanks for calling in, Kay. We are talking to Reggie, the real critic, Reggie Ponder, looking at the movies of this summer. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen a new movie over the last couple few months, or is there something on your radar you're excited about or you want to know more about? Call 800-642-1234. All right, you mentioned Nope. Reggie, my kids have seen this. I will see it, I promise. I want to listen to a clip now from the movie. Daniel Kaluuya and Kiki Palmer play brother and sister OJ and M. Here's a scene where the two of them spot, and I got to say, my kids have reenacted this scene in the car a little bit. They're suspicious of clouds. They see something in the sky.
It's in a cloud. It's in a cloud.
OJ! It's in a cloud!
Mm-hmm.
As the Jordan Peele movie, Nope. Reggie, I understand that you maybe don't want to tell us too much about what's going on. It might spoil our enjoyment a little. What can you tell us about Nope?
Yes, it is very little that you can tell people about this movie without kind of spoiling the experience and what Jordan Peele is bringing to the screen. I'll tell you, it looked like a Western. It played like a horror film. And it had elements of science fiction. And the thing to know about this movie is that there's something out there that this family sees, and they're going to try to find out what it is and get the what they're calling the Oprah shot, that picture that you could put in any big magazine or wherever you, so they can make money off of it. And that's going to cause them a lot of problems along the way. It's scary. It's interesting. It definitely has the science fiction pieces to it. But then Jordan Peele does what Jordan Peele does, is he adds in so many layers that some people will leave thinking, what was he trying to say? And that's problematic sometimes, because you either want to watch the movie and enjoy it for its entertainment value, or you're trying to figure out what are all the messages. And sometimes the entertainment can get muddied by trying to figure out all the messages. I will tell you, Rob, I saw the movie in Charlotte because I so happened to be there. And there was a group of young people in their 20s debating what it meant. And so they liked it, but they still were confused, because they were like, well, what did the shoe mean? What did the this mean? And I don't want to say too much. And I think that that's sometimes problematic, because you do want to just enjoy the movie for its entertainment value. But kudos to Jordan for a number one movie, because it was number one at the box office with $44 million at the box office.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Shelly is with us in West Allis. Shelly, hi.
Hey, guys. I'm really enjoying your opinion on Nope. I did see it. I kind of kept falling asleep on it. It was going real slow, but overall, the movie was, I loved the story. But, you know, I found the editing was really poor, and that's what, to me, made the movie kind of not so great. But overall, the story was great, but the film editor, whoever that was, didn't do a very good job. I mean, I saw some mistakes, like when the UFO or whoever, what, the flying saucer, you could actually see the fabric, and I just thought that made it it made it very unrealistic. So Nope was a Nope for me, but I was glad to go and see it. I paid full price, which was almost $19, because I just couldn't wait to see it. because the trailer had me like a clip. It was, I was hanging on a clip just waiting for this movie to come out. I couldn't wait for it to go to the $5 like Market Cinema, $5 Tuesday. I couldn't wait. So, like, I kept falling asleep and I thought, oh, that's how I rate movies. I said, if I fall asleep, it's not very good. And I kept falling asleep. So, but I would like to bring up a movie a couple summers ago before the pandemic came, which was The Invisible Man. I loved that movie. It was so great. I remember screaming a few times. It had me jumping. Those kind of movies I love.
All right. Shelly, thanks for the call. Shelly does see the horror movies some, but you're a thumbs up. Reggie sounds like she's more of a thumbs down on Nope.
Yeah, I like the Nope, but I totally understand. As I said, that there's this mixture of, do I understand it? Do I not? And it does move a little bit slow, but I think that sometimes because it moves slow doesn't mean that it's a sleeper. It just means that they're trying to set up some things. And the question is, do you think that they set it up well? And she didn't, and I totally respect that.
Thanks for the call, Shelly. We're talking to Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic, with us today to talk about new movies out this summer, what's coming up in the next couple months. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What have you seen, like it or not? What are you excited to see? What do you want to ask about? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our talk with film critic Reggie Ponder about new movies out this summer. You can join in with ones you've seen or want to see at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Share a recommendation. Get a recommendation. Back to your calls now. Cheryl is with us in Eau Claire. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi there. I feel like I'm being bombarded with comic book hero movies or sequel movies. I'm missing those Sleepless in Seattle kind of movies, or Breakthrough, or La Bamba. Is there something coming up that's out of that kind of ordinary?
I got you, no. Cheryl. Yeah, is Cheryl out of luck, Reggie, or is there something out there for her?
No, actually, Cheryl is going to be in luck. In terms of the fall season, will have a lot of movies that will be in the realm of counter programming, and not those big. You won't get any of those big superheroes or sequel movies. I will say this before I just mention some of them, is that even when you look at the summer fair, that there were a few movies that they tried to do that counter programming with. Elvis was one of those, because it really wasn't a big, you know, obviously not a sequel and not a superhero movie. You look at Where the Crawdads Sing, the same thing. Downton Abbey, it's a sequel, but it was new, something different. So the studios do recognize that they have to do things that have something for other folks. And so some of the movies that will be coming up are The Woman King, which is in September the 16th. Don't Worry, Darling, which is September the 23rd, excuse me. There's a few others, and I'm just losing them at this moment. But there are a number of movies coming out that are not those big movies. There's one called Bodies, 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 A Beast that's coming out, which I'm really looking forward to seeing on August the 19th. It's not that Sleepless in Seattle kind of movie. It's a little bit scary.
I watched the trailer. It's like Sleepless in Seattle, but there's a lion attacking everybody.
Right. There's no sleeping on that one. I don't think you want to be asleep when that lion comes after you. But there will be lighter fare for sure, and that's going to test the box office, in fact. And the reason it is because a lot of these more counter programming movies, people are starting to watch it on their streaming services, saying, do I really want to go in to the theater to see these other movies that you don't have to see on the big screen?
Cheryl, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Glad we can give you some options. You mentioned, Reggie, Where the Crawdads Sing. Let's check out a bit of this. Here, the Kea, the main character, played by Daisy Edgar Jones, and Taylor John Smith plays one of her love interests, Tate. Here's a listen.
Am I your girlfriend now?
Do you want to be?
I know feathers. The other girls don't know feathers.
All right, then.
So you didn't read the book, Reggie, I understand, but some people who have read the book were maybe disappointed by the movie?
That's what I would like to know. I will tell you is that when you look at Rotten Tomatoes, the critics overall, and I'm included in it, didn't love this movie. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. It wasn't one of those movies for me that I felt like I had to see in the theater. This was one of those movies that I wish I had streamed and would have been fine at home with my wife, watching, having some popcorn, doing that type of thing. However, the audience totally disagrees. When you look at Rotten Tomatoes, the critics were at 34%, but the audience was at 96%. So that tells me that a lot of people who probably read the book really felt that this was representative of that. It felt a little bit Harlequin romance-y to me, and I might be dating myself because I don't even know if Harlequin romances are out anymore, but it felt a little bit like that to me.
We are talking to Reggie Ponder, Reggie the Real Critic, about summer movies, ones that are out, ones that are coming out. Still time if you'd like to get in at 800-642-1234 with your picks and pans, with your questions as well, 800-642-1234. Minions, The Rise of Gru, I think this is one you've seen, Reggie?
Yeah, I saw that. But if I can, Rob, I just want to make one other comment about Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it's beautifully shot to me. If you are looking to be kind of transported into that kind of environment, I think the acting was good. It's beautifully shot. It just felt like there was just something missing to elevate it to that next level. But I just had to say that it looks really good. It's a really good looking movie.
Excellent. Okay, so Minions, The Rise of Gru, I'm imagining probably never going to be a double feature with the Crawdad movie.
No, it's not going to be a double feature. And this might be one that most adults will want to skip. This is a movie about a young kid who wants to be a super villain, not a superhero. And he finds a group of super villains. He tries to join their club. They wouldn't let him join their club. So he becomes the superest, baddest super villain out there. And there's this chase to figure out, will he stay that way or will he learn something different? And, you know, these types of movies are all about teachable moments. And it was fun. It was a fun movie. So if you're dragged to it, which many parents probably will be, you'll be like, okay, I got it. Will you love it when you walk out of theater? No, but I think that young people will like it because it stays with the theme of the Minions and expands it just a little enough that it doesn't get away from the core part of that franchise.
Now, coming out now-ish is one I think you're planning to see soon, Reggie, Bullet Train. I just happened to see a trailer for this one. A lot of names in this one anyway.
There are a lot of names, and of course, at the top of that list is Brad Pitt, and this is about five assassins who are aboard a fast-moving bullet train, and they find out that their missions all have something in common. And if you look at the trailer, there's a lot of fighting, so this is a, it feels like it's part comedy and part action, and I'm all in. I can't wait to see it. I hope it's as good as and as funny and as interesting and interactive as it looks on the trailer. I see this one on Monday, so I'll have a better sense of that. But I'm definitely looking forward to this.
I want to take a couple minutes, Reggie. You know, there's fall movies come out. We'll probably have you out on again to talk about those fall movies. We asked people earlier this week about movies they like to rewatch and go back and watch again and again. A lot of people shared theirs with us. What are yours, ones you'd like to rewatch?
Well, so top on my list is the Bourne trilogy. The Gerard Butler one, that's number four, no. But then the fifth one, yes. Anything on that Bourne list, I really, really like those movies.
So does it have to have the Matt Damon character as the Bourne?
Absolutely. Matt Damon absolutely killed in this one. Did you like this?
Those I have seen, and I have actually rewatched them with my kids as they were teens. Those were a lot of fun. Sometimes the, like, you know, out of focus, blurry action, I'm gesturing like a crazy action fight scene here. Sometimes that was a little much for me, but otherwise I did like those.
So I really like that. And then totally on the opposite end of the spectrum is Notting Hill. I love this movie. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love me. How can you not have some tears and just get they had a really great way of having a great cast that was quirky, and it all worked. Every character in it worked out so well. I really like that movie, so I'll watch it anytime that it comes on, and sometimes I'll pop it in myself. And then the last one that I'll throw in, because I know we're running out of time, is a movie, Love and Basketball. And I love that movie as well. I like basketball, as you know, and then I like love as well. So those movies that I mentioned, I would watch almost anytime.
All right, wrapping up, Reggie, of the movies we've talked about so far or any other that's out right now, somebody says, hey, I want to see a movie this weekend. I'll take whatever you give me. What do you give them?
Okay, I'm going to tell people to, if you're adventurous from a scary perspective, to check out Nope. I will put that warning on it, saying that it might be for you, it might not, but if you're in that horror sci-fi genre, Nope might be the movie for you. The other movie, which I haven't seen, which is Bullet Train, I'm pretty positive that it's going to be fun and exciting and stupid and all that stuff that you think that the trailer shows, so I would check that out as well. And then for people who are looking for that love story, Where to Call That Sings seems to be one of those fan favorites. Again, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. So who am I to say don't go see it?
Reggie, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Reggie Ponder. Reggie, the real critic, with us today to talk about some of the new movies he's loving or liking, okay, at least this summer.